This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings. Coming up on the show today, we'll be talking with Joe McKenzie. He'll be telling us about the challenge of changing careers. Also, Rhonda Whiteneck from the Social Security Office will be in today. She'll be talking about what happens with your benefits and also information from Habitat for Humanity. And don't miss Sierra Bernard from Minneapolis Public Schools. She's talking about job openings and career possibilities at Minneapolis Public Schools. Leibel Sternbach talks about your money. Cassie Crandall is here this week giving you some wonderful details on lifestyle. Plus, I'll have this week's Words to the Wise. All this and more await you on New Beginnings. Please welcome to our morning show studios an individual who works with Minneapolis Public Schools whose total focus is trying to help you to find employment. Say good morning to Sierra Bernard. She is a recruitment coordinator for Minneapolis Public Schools, and you're looking to fill positions this morning.
Good morning. Yes, we are. We are hiring at Minneapolis Public Schools.
And what jobs are you looking for today?
Essential workers are very much needed at Minneapolis Public Schools in our plant operations department. So if you want to be a custodian, we want you to join our team.
So plant custodian, so what requirements are you looking for, Sierra?
So when you come in and you walk in the door, our first position as a custodian is a starting pay of $16.23 an hour, which requires a high school diploma or GED. Then you move to a custodian senior starting at $22.76 with a boiler's license, a utility engineer at $25.03, and a physical plant operator at $26.41 that requires a CC boiler's license.
My goodness. Now, what if I have related experience? Let's say, for example, I worked in machinery at an operations plant or something like that. How does that work?
Well, that is always great, and it's always to your advantage. So if you're coming in with experience, that is, those numbers I just gave is just the starting base pay. So the more experience you have in this field, of course, the more money you are going to make. If you don't have a boiler's license, that is okay, because Minneapolis Public School offers two opportunities a year. Once you're in with us, we give you an opportunity twice to train to get that boiler's license, because we want to keep you, we want to retain you, so we want to set you up to excel and have growth and development within your career here.
We're talking with Sierra Bernard. She is helping people to get opportunities and maybe even to start a career. You can be have a career in this type of a profession, correct?
Absolutely, you can.
So you're looking for plant operations. What other opportunities are involved with plant operations, Sierra?
So if you come in as a custodian, you know, one of the great things about that is we have full-time and part-time positions with this custodian position and in our custodian senior position. And this gives you an opportunity sometimes to move around to multiple different Minneapolis Public School sites. So if you are someone who likes to move around, this position is great for you. If you are someone who is looking to advance, if you're a young person who doesn't quite know what they want to do, this is a great opportunity for you to get your foot in the door and go from a custodian to a physical plant operator, you know, having a career and having starting your livelihood with Minneapolis Public Schools.
Are there benefits associated with an opportunity like this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have vivacious benefits for you to support our students. We have health care through United Healthcare, Delta Insurance for dental, VSP for vision, and Sun Life through disability insurance.
Sierra Bernard is helping us. So if I want to get involved, is there a hiring fair, or how do I start the process?
We would love to see your application in our pipeline. So visit our employment page at jobs.mpls.k12.mn.us. In particular, specifically for this custodian position, you want to use job number 72667. Apply today. We cannot wait to hire you.
How many opportunities are waiting at this particular job?
Oh, right now, over 30, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to put a lot of folks to work, Sierra.
We want to hire you, so we want people to apply.
All right. Tell us how we can do that again.
So visit our employment page, jobs.mpls.k12.mn.us, using job number 72667. 7.
I just love your excitement. It must be thrilling to help people to find employment and to start new careers.
I'm passionate about making sure that my community are put in places to advance their lives.
That's Sierra Banal. She is the recruitment coordinator for Minneapolis Public Schools. Do you have a final thought this morning?
We want to hire you. Join the team at Minneapolis Public Schools and start an amazing career today.
All right. We'll do just that. I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning, Sierra.
Thanks, Freddie.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
In today's world, we really need words of encouragement. Introducing Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Let your mind be opened by the wisdom of thought. Let the inspiration of the words feed your mind, body, and spirit. Regardless of the issues you face each day, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell can help you power through. Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell, a handy reference. Available on Amazon, FreddieBell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
All right, Jay Hapala with us this morning. The FBI is warning consumers about the most common forms of scams. What are you seeing at AARP?
What happens with scams is that there are regulations on how payments are processed if you're paying with your banking system, like your debit card and your credit card and personal checks. And there are safeguards on those type of payments for consumers, but the con artists want to get their victims outside of those banking systems, so they want to be paid in gift cards, they want to be paid with wire transfers and cash, and they want to be paid increasingly with cryptocurrency. And I'll tell you, there was a couple down in Rochester, this was reported in the newspaper, and they got involved in a tech support scam where they saw a message on their computer, it said they had a virus, and once they started talking to the scammer and the con artist on the phone, the instructions that he gave them was to go down to the convenience store and put cash into an ATM machine, and that ATM machine converts their cash into cryptocurrency, and then once it's transferred, the law enforcement and the investigators, they can't tell where it went. So that money's gone, and that's why the con artists want their victims to be using cryptocurrency.
Is there a way when something like this happens with cryptocurrency, is it harder to get your money back versus just cash or, you know, using your debit card or credit card?
Yeah, for sure. So once, say you were involved in some kind of a scam or you're shopping online and then you realize, hey, I gave my credit card number or my debit card number to this website and I have second thoughts about that. I think it's fake now. Mm-hmm. Your bank that you're working with, they didn't send the money yet. So in a lot of cases, you can stop that payment from happening. But once that cryptocurrency transfer happens, that's instant. And there's no bank that's going to protect you or try to get your money back.
You didn't say this directly, but am I getting the impression that you can go to an ATM machine and you can convert your money to crypto? There are machines like that out right now?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I saw the first one when I was just driving around town and I looked at it and said, what is that? And then I did a search online and I saw on the Google map, there's all sorts of Bitcoin ATM machines all around town. So mm-hmm. they're popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happens with these scams is someone's at home on their computer. They start talking with a scammer and the instructions are to go down to the payment station at the convenience store. And they might not even be talking about bitcoins or cryptocurrency. They just tell their victim, go down to the convenience store and make a deposit to make this payment. And the person doesn't even know they're dealing in Bitcoin.
Mm. So how do you protect yourself against this?
Well, it's what I said to begin with is folks, I suggest ought to really focus on the payment type that they're making. So if you're doing normal business, paying your bills, buying things on the internet, and you're using your debit card and credit card and personal checks or automatic bill pay, those have consumer protection. But if you're ever dealing with a stranger on the internet or elsewhere, and they say you got to pay with gift cards or cryptocurrency, that's the biggest red flag there is. That's when you start thinking scam.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I agree. Jay Hoppala, any final thoughts? Anyone who can get help with fraud, how do they contact you or the fraud helpline?
Yeah, that's right. So this stuff is complicated. I mean, even for me, and I deal with it every day, I got to get some help every now and again, and I call our Fraud Watch helpline. It's 877-908-3360.
All right, 877-908-3360. So is it just best to stay away from crypto and Bitcoin at this point?
Well, I can't say that. It's all legal, and it's something that people are interested in. It's not a scam, but what the con artists are doing is getting involved because they can stay anonymous, and if you're going to get into crypto, just make sure you know what you're doing.
Right.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Best advice.
Do your money dance. Do your money dance. Yeah.
Jay, my man. Jay Hoppala.
Oh, man, he surprises us every time. I love it. All right, thank you so much, Jay Hoppala with AARP Minnesota. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Jay Hoppala with us talking about scams and keeping your hard-earned money safe. And our program continues right now. Get the most from AARP, including advice and support to help you care for your loved ones. Fraud prevention with tips and tools to help protect you from scams and fraud, including a free helpline if you've been targeted, a scam tracking map, and watchdog alerts via email through the AARP Fraud Watch Network. If you don't know AARP, you don't know ARP.
More information at AARP.org.
Time now for today's takeaways with Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects.
Morning, Twin Cities. Minnesota gained over 5,200 jobs in the month of February as the labor force participation rises again, according to numbers released last month by the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. Over the year, Minnesota has gained over 60,000 new payroll jobs. There were gains in 9 industry sectors. Leading was leisure and hospitality, almost 36,000 new jobs, and the construction industry, 4,900 new jobs. The African-American unemployment rate went up slightly to 6.5% in February, but was down 2.7 percentage points compared to 1 year ago. As I discussed a couple months ago, the first quarter of each year typically is the strongest hiring month of any given year. I've spoken to a handful of people, though, that have not found a new job. A new job search can be very frustrating, especially if you don't feel it's moving forward. Here are a couple steps you can take this week to re-energize your job search. Number one, circle back with your professional network. The people that you talked with early on in your job search, reinforce your employment goals, but also share some updates with them because you might have learned some new information you want to share with them. You might be able to build on that. These network connections become your eyes and ears in regards to your job search. Number two, do something different. Set up meetings and have conversations with someone in a different industry than you. You're really what your goal is to bring new information back to your job search so you can widen your search. You can create new employment target goals. Talking to someone completely outside your industry may bring that new information to your job search. And today's takeaway is, when you feel frustrated about your current job search and looking for ways to energize it, circle back to professional outlet. Take steps to bring new knowledge back to your search and go forward. For more information, RippleConnects.com. I'm Joe McKenzie.
You just heard today's takeaways with Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. RippleConnects.com. You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to our program. And we're fortunate to have joining us right now Rhonda Whitenack. She is the Social Security Public Affairs Representative. She's here in our area, and she's here today to talk to us about retirement. Hello, and welcome to the program, Rhonda.
Well, thank you for the invitation. It's great to be back again.
Glad you're with us. And let's talk about planning for retirement. As a way to get started, Rhonda, how well are we planning for retirement as a nation, as our community, when it comes to looking to see how we're going to be taking care of ourselves when we reach that magic age, whatever it happens to be?
Right. And, you know, it's not just a retirement program. I'm glad that we're able to open up, the conversation to say Social Security is here, not just for retirement, but also if you have a family member that's disabled, or if you have someone who passes away and they leave behind a family. There are benefits for survivors. There are benefits for disabled individuals and for our retirees, spouses, divorced spouses. And so we do have great planning tools on our website at socialsecurity.gov, as well as that excellent, excellent tool called My Social Security Account, where you can open up an account and you can actually see the amount of benefit, the amount of money you are going to receive when you reach that magic age. So planning is key here, Freddie, definitely.
From your perspective, Rhonda, how well are we planning for our retirement? How well are we planning and helping to take care of our loved ones in this regard?
Well, you know, from my perspective, where I sit, I believe we're doing a really good job because we are paying 66 million people throughout the United States, as well as paying 1.2 million people here in the state of Minnesota. Although I feel that we, as a community, could probably do better with educating ourselves and really delving into the ins and outs of Social Security to determine the best time for us to take that Social Security benefit, the best time that will benefit not only ourselves as a worker, but also our family members. So we, you know, I am here. If I'm here locally, if anyone wants to reach out to me, Rhonda Whitenack at socialsecurity.gov, I would be able to answer individual questions also.
Interesting. So if we're looking for resources, where can you direct us, Rhonda?
Well, our primary source, I would say, if you're looking for information, general information, would be our website, which is socialsecurity.gov, www.socialsecurity.gov. But then also, we have the My Social Security account, which is a personalized account, and that's the account that one can register for and actually see all of the money that they've earned with every single job that they've held. Wow. They'll be able to see the calculation of how much they're going to receive when they do file for that retirement benefit. So there are a number of resources out there in order for a person to plan. Of course, we do have our live Social Security representatives that can also answer questions at our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-772-1213.
And there are two sessions coming up that are really important, one about Social Security and another about Medicare.
That's correct, yes. So Social Security, along with AARP and the Minnesota Board on Aging, are offering a free two-part educational session on how to make informed decisions about Social Security and Medicare. Now, it's going to be done via Zoom, and it's, like I said, it's a free Zoom session. That's going to be taking place on April 19th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Via Zoom. And if you're interested, or the listeners are interested in joining us on that day, they can do that. But we do recommend that you register in order to get that Zoom link. And a person can register at aarp.org/MN for Minnesota.
And there's another one for Medicare, is that right?
That's correct, yes. There is another one for Medicare, and the Medicare session is going to take place on April 26th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And you register at the same site, aarp.org/MN.
Rhonda, we're just about out of time. We're talking with Rhonda Whitenack from the Social Security Office. She's a public affairs representative. What would be a final thought that you would have our listeners remember planning for retirement, not only for themselves, but their family members?
Right. I just want everyone to know we at Social Security are working very hard in order to be able to process those applications, in order to be able to educate our community about those benefits that are out there. If anyone has any questions, if they have a disabled child or a family member that's ill, please contact Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. If you're planning for retirement, it's the same number. And Medicare benefits, it's the same telephone number also, the 1-800-772-1213. 772-1213. We are here for you, and we encourage you to make that appointment in order for us to help you and to give you more information about the Social Security Administration and its benefits.
Rhonda, I can't thank you enough for sharing with us this morning, and let's do this again. I look forward to talking to you.
Yes, great talking to you, and hopefully we'll be able to talk soon on another session.
All right, and this is New Beginnings. Hi, everyone. I am Freddie Bell, and we're talking with the esteemed Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. Joe McKenzie, for those folks who like to reach you by just simply picking up the telephone, the plain old telephone system, we call it the POTS line, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at 763-438-1621.
All right. The founder of Ripple Connects. Ripple Connects does what?
We help people at any points of their career contend for the jobs that they want, getting them ready, getting them practice with interviewing, how to engage with your bench of career advocates so you can find opportunities in both the advertised and hidden job market with some very curated trainings to make sure that you're at your best.
Joe McKenzie, we're talking with a lot of baby boomers, of course, and millennials, indeed. And we want to talk this week about the challenge of changing careers at any age. So when you're talking about, we talk often here, and it seems to come up in every program, about our bench of advocates, these people who can really add some insight and some texture into whatever it is that we're doing. Talk about, first of all, the challenge of changing careers at a point when you're a baby boomer, or at a point when you're a millennial. Is it different? And if it is not different, talk about the similarities.
I think for baby boomers, it could be more difficult, particularly if you've done one thing for 30, 40 years, and we've kind of trained ourselves into saying, this is our industry, this was our role. I think millennials have learned and seen firsthand how their generational colleagues have changed careers, done things different. Technology lends a wonderful insight on how you could change. A baby boomer, myself, We didn't see those possibilities, and so we just kind of went along with our career. It's different for the generations, but it's still a challenge for all generations because of a couple different things. One of it's our own mindset. Do we bring value if we go to this other career? What could we possibly bring that's going to bring us to our top for game in a second career or a different career? So it's really our internal mindset that may hold us back. But then, Freddie, also, there's going to be a certain amount of skepticism, even with people that know us. Why would you want to go from here to there? That I got often when, why would you want to do that, Joe? And then I have to, lean in and tell them why. But also, that could be from the hiring perspective, Freddie, that they're going, well, I'm a little skeptical why you want to come here since you were over there for so many years. That's what I talk about, the challenges, both internal and external. We have to address them. We have to get them out front and talk about them so we can overcome them.
It's interesting. We're talking with Joe McKenzie. He's talking about the challenge of changing careers. I know I've changed careers and moved across the country, crisscrossed this country over time. And it's really interesting when you're sitting across from that potential employer and they ask you that question, why in the world, Freddie Bell, why in the world, Joe McKenzie, would you want to move from this situation to ours? And then it's interesting, the conversation starts to change. You hear the word just. We're just this. We're just that. We're only this. And this is coming from the employer. Is that something that we should come to expect and be ready to say something to counter that type of conversation? Because I've heard it often over time.
Yes, we do have to be ready, and that's where we have to get that out front early. They're looking at where we've been, and now we're in a different setting. Yes, we have to be prepared to answer that honestly. And if we are changing careers, we have to be able to talk about the transferable skills that we think, based upon the knowledge of this industry, that will do well here. That will change the conversation, right? Doesn't that show how intentional you are with the employer, the potential employer, why you've thought about this?
It does.
I see where communication is really needed here. Teamwork is really needed here. The high-tech nature of what you're trying to do here is needed here. Now you're drilling down on what value you bring to them.
That becomes a consultative conversation. So Joe's talked about mobilizing your bench of advocates, understanding what your why is for making the move in the first place, and then fill your thoughts in your mind with why you can win, and that helps you to get rid of that self-limiting thinking that all of us succumb to every now and then. So Joe McKenzie, talking about the challenge of changing careers, tells me that you do some great work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And this is New Beginnings.
This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Now let's turn our attention to financial health and retirement with Libel Sternbach, Amazon's best-selling author of Living with Financial Anxiety and Authenticity. You've seen him on CNN Business and Investment News and Market Watch, and we've got him right here. And we're talking about market anxiety. And you said as long as we have children and we keep having children, things are generally going to be okay. You gave me solace and also a great laugh. But I'm also curious, Libel, as we talk about how we take the uncertainty out of the marketplace and we get ready to take care of the ups and downs and navigate through all of that. Is gold a good investment for us? I know years ago, maybe 30 years ago, I heard that there was the investment. It was the creme de la creme. What do you say?
So again, every decision we make needs to be based in facts and logic. It needs to be based on evidence. We can't, you know, just because something was one way or just because we feel it's a certain way doesn't make it true. So gold has always had a certain allure. And it historically, it has kept our currency, and it actually held back the growth of the United States for a very long time. But it has been something that has been solid. It's you have a piece of gold and you know that people will value it everywhere. One, because it's rare, right? But also because people have chosen to value it around the world. When we talk about gold and you look at it historically, gold, once we got off of the gold standard, and so what that means is our currency used to be tied to the value of gold. And so, yeah, every country had gold and they stored it and they hoarded it because that was the value of the country. And it was, if they needed to go to war, they needed to buy goods from another country. They had to exchange it with something that was worth something to that other country, or something that was worth something to people who had fears that the country would no longer exist. So you paid them with gold. When we stopped tying the dollar to the value of gold, to how much gold that the United States had in its, in our vaults, when that stopped happening and our currency became tied to our gross domestic product, and really it's people's perception of the United States, and our economic output and our economic value. So once gold stopped having that intrinsic value of the United States is worth a certain amount of money, the value of gold kind of flatlined, and it's increased over time. It's increased with inflation. It has increased based on demand. There are times when inflation is high that people turn back to that kind of caveman instinct of gold is safety. Gold is something that I can rely on. And it really goes back to that. We want to feel protected. We want to know that no matter what happens, our essentials are protected. And there's nothing more protective of knowing that we're going to be able to put food on the table than knowing that even if our country's currency disappears tomorrow, we have something to buy food with. So people turn to gold, some people turn to diamonds, and they hoard those hard currencies in their physical possessions. In the United States, we've kind of moved a little bit away from that because it's been a long time since the value of the U.S. dollar has lost so much value. We had a hyperinflation in the 70s, and if you look at the value of gold, it kind of skyrocketed during that period, but then it came back down. So when you look at it historically as a protection against market volatility, as a protection against inflation, it's not really a great place to put your money. However, there was recently a discussion, one of the groups I'm on with financial advisors, where someone was dealing with a client from Iran. They ran away from Iran, and the inflation that's happening right now was really bothering them. And they were asking their financial advisor about gold and whether they should get gold. And my advice was, it might not be a bad idea, because someone from Iran, they've experienced multiple periods of hyperinflation. They've experienced a regime change where their currency disappeared, not just once, but twice, actually three times in the last 100 years. That's a lot of change in a very short period of time. And so to them, the risk, the psychological and the emotional fear and risk that the United States will disappear one day and that their money will be valueless, that is the level of fear that they experience on that is disproportionate to what me and you would feel on a regular basis. Me and you take it for granted that the United States will always exist, mm-hmm. right? Or that it will at least exist for our lifetimes and our children's lifetimes and probably our grandchildren's lifetimes. And we don't really care past that. They can figure it out. But for somebody who watched their country, you know, multiple regime changes, and they've run away from their own country,
right,
that is a very real fear for them. Same thing, you know, people from South America, where they, you know, Venezuela and multiple other countries where you know, have hyperinflation. I mean, Venezuela is like over 2,000,000% inflation in the last 2 years.
Oh, my.
It's insane. So to them, having a hard currency, having something that they know is changeable is extremely important. And so when it comes back to it, right, the question really is what makes you feel safe, right? I keep coming back to this. It's you. You got to ask yourself that question, because until you feel safe, you're not going to be able to make rational choices. So to me, it's like, okay, you want to put $10,000 in gold because that will let you make sound decisions and your other, you know, 50,000, your other 100,000, your other million, go ahead and do that, right?
So
what do I care?
So what about cash? Would your answer be the same thing about cash?
My answer would be similar for cash, but not as much. So cash loses value just holding on to it. Whereas gold, you know, the value of gold will probably always increase with inflation, and it might even increase more because it's a rare earth metal. And it's used in electronics. It has uses, whereas paper money has no real use other than to exchange for services. So your value, and we have inflation, which the Federal Reserve, right, and every central bank of every major government is targeting inflation, because that's how we drive our consumer society, is by encouraging people to borrow money to buy things they can't afford and pay it back with money that's worth less than what they originally had. And we kind of create this weird debt cycle because it grows our economy and it's good for everybody. But the downside of that is that you have cash, you know, the cold, hard cash in your freezer.
Yes.
It's losing value. So you need it to grow value at a minimum, which if you feel the need to hold cash, if your need to hold cash is not because you're afraid that like a run on the banks or that you won't be able to pull it out. As long as that's not your fear, and your fear is like, oh, I don't want to be invested in the market, then there are other safer alternatives, like things called TIPS, which are Treasury inflation protected securities, where the federal government will give you this bond that's tied to inflation rates. So you're always guaranteed to get a little bit of interest and be protected from inflation. So that's a better alternative than holding cash.
Is that different from a Treasury bond?
It is a type of treasury bond. Mm-hmm. So treasury bond is like a general term. And then the treasury will auction off these bonds. And, you know, basically whoever bids the least amount of money will, the lowest interest rate wins that bid. So TIPS is something that consumers can buy directly. They're not sold at auction, and the interest rate on them is tied to inflation. So you're always kind of guaranteed to at least match inflation.
Everybody, we're talking with Leibel Sternbach. We only have about 4 minutes left in our program this week. But I'm just wondering, what is a good, I'm going to say prescription. You're a doctor this weekend. So what is a good prescription to make sure that our portfolio is maximized to take care of us in the current market as well as markets to come, years to come, what would you suggest?
So number one, make sure that you have a good investment policy statement. You want to have a document that you look to that says, this is how I'm invested. This is why I am invested. These are the decisions, the considerations that I made that led me to this decision. And it tells you when to exit the market and when to exit the market. And those are questions that you should have answered when you were calm and the market wasn't volatile and you were of sound mind, right? This is your letter to yourself to tell you this is what we're doing and why we're doing it. And, you know, kind of write it to yourself as in this moment of panic, what do I do? So have an investment policy statement. Number two, make sure your needs are always protected because that'll help you stick to your investment policy statement and make sure you follow that. And then number three, make sure that if you are taking money out of your portfolio, if you're in retirement and you're relying on that income, those investments for retirement, that you have a plan so that you're not taking money out when the market is down. Because if you're taking money out when the market is down, you are compounding your losses. And that is a very big danger for retirees. The other thing is look for ways that you can take advantage when the market is down. Because when your bases are protected, then you can look at it as an opportunity. And there are lots of opportunities.
Leibel Sternbach with us this weekend. And you mentioned the word panic earlier. Is there ever a good time to panic? And I mean that seriously.
I don't think there's ever a good time to panic other than if you don't have a plan, then panic and get a plan. But listen to your panic, right? Because panic is telling you that you're scared of something and realize what it is that is making you panic and then figure out how to protect yourself so you don't panic in the future.
Leibel Sternbach with us this weekend. Now, talk about the market's volatility. We only have a couple of minutes left. Is there a good time to take advantage of the volatility, or is it always something to be concerned with? I know that's a loaded question, but how would you answer that? We only have a couple of minutes left.
So volatility is something that I look forward to. I love volatility. I've actually hated,
really?
You know, yeah. The last 10 years have been... I shouldn't say last 10 years, but yeah, the quantitative easing came around. So 2008, market crashed, central banks start pumping money into the economy and into the stock markets. And it kind of made the stock markets go flat, which makes it very hard for there to be there's very little opportunity in the markets when the market is flat. Everyone can make money kind of just by holding on, but there is no real opportunity to outperform the market. There's no real opportunity to be able to reduce that volatility because all the normal signals are kind of getting distorted. So when there is volatility, there is opportunity. But you need to be set up for, you need to be set up to be able to experience that opportunity. Because if that volatility makes your heart palpitate and it looks like your heartbeat, then that is not a good thing, right? You should get out of the market and figure out a better way to be in the market. Mm-hmm. You should look at that and go, oh, that is awesome. I keep writing this up. My value keeps going up. I know when it goes up, I get opportunity. And when it goes down, I get opportunity. And I am making money. And it doesn't really affect you except that you're making money. And you need to get to that place. And that means having a sound investment policy statement. It means investing for the right reasons. It means protecting your downside. It means knowing what it takes to feel safe and secure so that you can look at it as a very fun game to invest in and not as something that gives you heart palpitations every time that you turn on the news.
Thank you, Leibel. We look forward to hearing from you again next week. Leibel's website is LeibelOnFire.com. That's LeibelOnFire.com. And more New Beginnings is straight ahead.
In today's world, we really need words of encouragement. Introducing Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Let your mind be opened by the wisdom of thought. Let the inspiration of the words feed your mind, body, and spirit. Regardless of the issues you face each day, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell can help you power through.
Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell, a handy reference. Available on Amazon, FreddieBell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility. Independence changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
It's so great talking to all of our guests this week on New Beginnings. And right now it's time for It Happened This Week. And former President Barack Obama joined President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris at the White House earlier this week for a press conference commemorating the 12th anniversary of Obama's landmark Affordable Care Act and laying out future plans for health care reform. Obama called Biden an extraordinary friend and partner with whom he accomplished much. And he says, "Nothing made me more prouder than passing the ACA." We're also seeing that multiple factory issues has disrupted production of one of Boeing's new Air Force One jets. In two instances earlier this year, Boeing crews were attempting to shift the weight of one of the two jets under development to jacks from a scaffold-like structure in the factory. But some of the jacks were holding significantly more weight than designed, causing concern that the aircraft was damaged. The U.S. Air Force later says that the jacking incidents did not harm the aircraft in question, but a subsequent examination found that a Boeing employee involved wasn't properly credentialed for overseeing the work, crews did not follow established procedures, and another employee involved in the operations failed a routine post-incident drug test. The employee that oversaw the jacking had experience in such operations, but not in a leadership capacity, that according to a source. And did you hear about the red fox that's on the loose in Washington? Yes, a red fox has bitten several people on the White House Capitol grounds in Washington, D.C. According to a reporter there, ironically, it was a reporter who covers Congress for Fox News. U.S. Capitol Police say the encounter was at the Botanic Garden and a second was on the house side of the Capitol near the building foundation. Foxes are wild animals that are very protective of their dens and territory, and the warning is, please do not approach any fox that you see. And Tiger Woods is making a return to the Masters, and it's 1 year after being injured in a serious car accident. Woods says his recovery has been good, and he's very excited and up for the challenge. And finally, something to make you smile. Elvis has left the chapel, but not before officiating a Kardashian wedding. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker tied the knot in Las Vegas after attending the Grammys this past weekend. The couple got married at a wedding chapel in Vegas about 1:30 a.m. on Monday, and the wedding was officiated by an Elvis impersonator. That's what happened this week. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings. Let's turn our attention now to lifestyle. I've got Cassie Crandall standing by with three things.
Thank you, Freddie. So over the weekend, this is my thing one, by the way. Over the weekend, I was at a 75th birthday party, which was lots of fun. My husband was there with me. And as we were leaving, someone was giving out starter orchid plants to every guest that attended in honor of the birthday lady. So here's this little orchid starter plant, and she's handing it to me, and I said, "What exactly do I do with this?" Because as my husband likes to point out, I do not have a green thumb. A few plants here and there, but it takes a lot for me to keep them alive, let's just say. In any case, I asked the lady, "What do I do with this orchid starter plant?" And she said, "Keep it damp, and in about 6 years, it will flower." So are you thinking what I'm thinking? 6 years to wait for it to flower? Okay. 6 years. That seems like a long time, but in reality, it goes pretty fast. especially the older we get. I mean, 6 years ago, my youngest son was in sixth grade, and now he's a junior in high school and looking at colleges. And it's really hard for me to wrap my head around that. But the 6 years, I focused on that some more and thought, where do I want to see myself in 6 years? I should start a bucket list. Things I want to accomplish in the next 6 years. Maybe it's about travel. Maybe it's spending more time with old friends, visiting people more often. Where do you want to be in 6 years? Make that bucket list. All right, thing number two has a little bit to do with thing number one, I'll admit. Speaking of traveling, the bucket list and all of that, and my husband and I are always talking about places we want to go. And of course, I'm willing to go anywhere, just about. And he's more specific about what he likes to do and what he'd be interested in or not. So oftentimes it's a compromise, which is fine. That's what a relationship is all about, compromise, right? So I saw this ad on social media the other day for a cruise ship that sails out of Boston and goes to Bermuda. Now, did you realize that Bermuda is just east of Boston in the middle of the ocean over there? But we so often we think of those vacation islands as being in the Caribbean and such. And I, for the longest time, didn't know where Bermuda was, and shame on me for that. But so here's a thought. You and your partner, your spouse, your friend have different ideas of what you want to do for vacation. One person wants a beach vacation, and one person wants historical, architectural things to places to see. Well, you fly into Boston, spend some time on the Freedom Trail, and taking a little tour bus, hop on, hop off, see all that awesome United States history in Boston. Do that for a few days. Then you hop on a ship, sail to Bermuda, spend a few days on the beach. To me, that's the perfect vacation because I love the beach, but I also love history and old buildings and stories and all of that. So it's an option. Okay, thing number three, the Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno. Who doesn't know Lou Ferrigno? He played the Incredible Hulk back in the series with Bill Bixby. He was Mr. Universe at one point. He continues to stay extremely fit, and he's 70 years old. He has never stopped trying to be the best that he can be. And judging by anything I've seen with him, his recordings, things he does, he's a really great guy. But did you know that up until, I think it's been in the last year, Lou was about 80% hard of hearing. That was why he had a bit of a speech impediment, because when you can't hear yourself very well, you don't speak the same. But I mean, he's just like a big teddy bear to me. Anyway, I really like Lou Ferrigno. What I found really interesting was that it's just been in the last year and a half that he got a cochlear implant, and now he can hear like he never heard before. Can you imagine going 70 years not being able to fully hear your child laugh or cry or, I don't know, all the wonderful sounds there are in the world, like music. And now at 70, while he's still in amazing good shape, now he can hear. And he's amazed and he's so thankful. And I just thought, what a great story. Folks, today I have an extra for you. We'll call it Cassie's 3.5. Did you know that April is Autism Awareness Month? I know it's probably Awareness Month for a few other things, but autism is the first that comes to mind for me because I have two children on the autism spectrum. Now, years ago, when they were diagnosed, I think the statistics were something like 1 in 88 kids were diagnosed with autism. Well, now, 1 in 44 children are on the autism spectrum. And the statistic for adults is now 1 in 45, because these kids are growing up and becoming adults, and they're out in our workforce, and they're looking for acceptance. They're looking for a place to fit in and be accepted how they are, who they are, and what they have to bring to the table is some pretty awesome stuff. But you can also be an adult who was never diagnosed as a child and be diagnosed as an adult, and it brings a whole new understanding to that individual about why they struggled so much with certain things in life. And so once they have that diagnosis, it's not so much about labeling them, It's about, okay, I can wrap my head around this, and this is why I'm this way. If you're interested in donating to an organization that helps those who are on the autism spectrum, Autism Speaks is one I like. Their website is www.autismspeaks.org. Again, that's autismspeaks.org. Thanks so much. That's my 3.5 for New Beginnings. This is Cassie Crandall.
Thanks so much, Cassie. We'll talk to you again next week. And right now it's time for this week's Words to the Wise. Know your power. Today's Words to the Wise, know your power. If you'd like more insight on Words to the Wise, you can visit FreddieBell.com, also Amazon.com, and also you can find me at BarnesandNoble.com. Well, that's it for our show this week. Very special thanks to Rhonda Whiteneck from the Social Security Office for stopping by and reminding you that there are two sessions that you can attend. One on April 19th from 6 until 7:30 p.m. and the Medicare session on April 26th from 6 until 7:30. These are Zoom meetings. If you'd like to register, you can at AARP.org. Thank you, Leibel Sternbach, for telling us how we can keep more of the money we earn, and to Joe McKenzie, who is always giving us great career insight. Cassie Crandall, you do a wonderful job with lifestyle, and a very special thanks to Sierra Bernard from Minneapolis Public Schools. She is a recruitment outreach director. She's telling us about wonderful career opportunities awaiting you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend. Every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.